The lame duck session, set to start in mid-November, will leave lawmakers with just a precious few weeks to tackle some of the most contentious issues of the legislative session, the tax and automatic federal spending cut issues that make up what the Congressional Budget Office has termed the fiscal cliff. With just a little more than 2 months left to go until those sequestration cuts kick in, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta took to the podium at the Pentagon to press Congress to tackle four big issues in DOD, starting with undoing the cuts.
Congress must act to avert sequestration before it takes effect on January 2nd, 2013. There are only 70 days until that happens. And Congress is certainly on the clock.
If tackling the national debt and sequestration isn't enough of a challenge in a compressed time frame, Panetta says Congress also needs to pass both a DOD budget for next year and the massive annual defense authorization bill, two more items lawmakers left unfinished before their August recess. They did pass a six-month continuing resolution to prevent a government shutdown, but that measure simply extends 2012 funding levels into the current fiscal year, leaving the funding for programs in DOD and across government on autopilot, largely preventing new starts and, conversely, leaving in place funding for programs the department says could be better spent elsewhere.
We're developing a 2014 budget that, to some extent, is not based on what Congress has done because they haven't done it. We don't know what the 2013 budget is going to be. I've got a six-month CR on the 2013 budget. So I don't know what am I going to get for 2013, much less what is Congress going to provide for 2014. And this is a strategic issue, is what kind of stability am I going to have in terms of defense spending for the future? And I recognize, you know, what we've had to do in cutting the defense budget by almost $500 billion. But for me to be able to put a strategy in place, for us to be able to make the kind of strategic choices we need to make, I have to have some stability with regards to where are we going from here. And I don't have that right now. And that, frankly, that's a major concern.
Third on Panetta's to-do list is passage of a comprehensive cybersecurity bill, something that's been held up in Congress over allegations that the Obama administration's preferred approach, an overhaul sponsored by Senators Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins, would represent heavy-handed government regulation of private sector critical infrastructure operators.
As I made clear this month, we really do need strong cybersecurity legislation to ensure that we can help defend the nation against a cyber attack.
Panetta's referring to a cybersecurity speech he delivered in New York 2 weeks ago. Eric Rosenbach, DOD's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Cyber Policy, says there were several main purposes behind that address. He says the department wanted to share newly declassified details about current cyber threats and express DOD's current view about where it fits into the whole of government picture when it comes to defending the nation against cyber attacks. The third purpose, Rosenbach says, was to challenge the private sector to support new cyber laws.
And then the third was really to put a little bit of a challenge back on the private sector to think about this. And there is a need, in my opinion, for some type of legislation, not just information sharing, which is very important, but also some type of standards. It doesn't have to be overly onerous and burdensome in a way that it slows down the economy or affirms bottom lines, but I don't think that we get there without that type of nudge, so to speak. And so that was really important. And he spent a good deal of the speech talking about that part.
While giving the government a role in establishing baseline security standards for critical infrastructure remains the most contentious aspect of the debate over cyber legislation, Rosenbach says legislation's also needed to enable more information sharing.
The biggest reason you need legislation is that right now, if you're the general counsel or CEO in the private sector and you think about sharing information with the government, there's a fair degree of litigation risk that goes along with sharing information when it goes to the government, and that alone, in most cases, will keep you from doing it. So that's something that I think should be addressed, and in the legislation that was on the Hill, the Lieberman-Collins bill, it did address that. Now, the reason that it's very important for us from the perspective of the Department of Defense is we have the mission to defend the nation from cyber attack, and how you do that is kind of complicated and a topic for not real open press discussion, but one of the key aspects of that is being able to see an attack coming, so to speak. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is information that almost certainly comes from the private sector in addition into intelligence sources. And so that's one of the main reasons that we're really concerned with information sharing and trying to make it even better.
Rosenbach says cybersecurity legislation is also needed to create clear lines of authority and roles and responsibilities for cyber defense before the nation has to respond to a major incident. He served as a senior staffer on the Senate Intelligence Committee while Congress was debating an overhaul of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That furious debate in the 2000s was prompted only after the NSA's secret wiretapping program became public in the media.
We spent a lot of time trying to reform FISA to put in a legal framework that will allow the government to do the things we needed to do in terms of surveillance and warning that were really important, but it's very difficult to do because of the situation in which it came, which was one morning in the New York Times, there's a front page story about a terrorist surveillance program that was probably outside the law. So the learning point is that there are really important things we need to do in the law that are related to information sharing and cybersecurity that are important, but we should do them within the law and try to do it now proactively so we're not in this catch-up game where something really bad happens and then it's a catastrophe that the Congress has to deal with and things are done in a haphazard way. I think that's really important.
On cyber, on sequestration, on the budget, and on the confirmation of General Joe Dunford, DOD's nominee to be the new commander of forces in Afghanistan, Panetta says Congress has a big agenda on national security issues alone and not much time to do it.
It's one that requires Democrats and Republicans to work together. And after a tough national election, the American people, I think, will expect both parties to roll up their sleeves, work together to solve the problems facing the nation, and to protect our national security.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.